Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Kingdom has started rolling out the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech, the first Western country to begin vaccinating its population against the infection from the China virus. 90-year-old Margaret Keenan is the first person in the UK to receive the vaccine at University Hospital, Coventry, England. General Chuck Yeager, World War II pilot and the first person to break the sound barrier in flight, has died. He was 97. His wife, Victoria, announced his passing Monday evening. In 1947, Yeager flew the Bell X-1 rocket 700 miles per hour at 43,000 feet, becoming the first person to break the sound barrier in level flight. He was later portrayed in the book and movie The Right Stuff. Yeager was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1985. Undefeated no more, the Pittsburgh Steelers lost to the Washington football team Monday night. Washington head coach Ron Rivera describes the locker room after the 23-17 win.
Euphoria.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
As millions of Americans suffer across the country, it's reassuring to know that politicians are still getting a paycheck. Let's get a stimulus update. USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Congress cannot stay on the sidelines as millions of Americans are suffering from the coronavirus pandemic. McConnell saying Democrats are dragging out negotiations.
Their strategy has been all or nothing. And so struggling Americans have, of course, got nothing. Well, we're down to the wire, Madam President. Down to the wire.
The Kentucky Republican hoping to fire up his colleagues here so something will get done before everyone heads home for the Christmas recess. The House is expected to vote Wednesday on a stopgap measure to avert a partial government shutdown after current funding is set to expire this Friday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lawmakers in the Senate and House of Representatives face a deadline of December 11th when current funding for the feds runs out. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The SpaceX program continues to move full speed ahead. USA Radio News, Jeremy Scott has more.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket carrying a cargo ship blasted into orbit Sunday morning from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
And liftoff of the Falcon 9 and upgraded cargo Dragon, the first cargo capsule to dock to the International Space Station.
It was the 24th Falcon 9 launch this year, but the first in a new line of advanced Dragon capsules. This was the first supply run under a new NASA contract. The Dragon was loaded with more than 6,500 pounds of supplies, parts, and gear. The launch was delayed from Saturday due to bad weather. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Pittsburgh Steelers suffered their first loss Monday night, 23-17 to Washington. The football team's quarterback Alex Smith stays grounded after the win.
I literally, each and every week, I'm making the most of it, living like it's my last, and enjoying that mindset. I'm not looking beyond literally that next start and trying to take advantage of it with everything I got and enjoy it. I think this entire team a little bit from the way we started the season has kind of gotten that mentality, and I think that's a great mentality to have, just a sense of urgency and living week to week and, you know, going all in and not looking past that, not getting ahead of ourselves.
Washington will play the 49ers Sunday. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Hope you're all ready for the holidays as best you can deal with it. You know, in this era of COVID, friends from all over the country and different restrictions. California, I was due to be leaving for California tomorrow, and that got waylaid. A dear friend of mine, my own personal doctor, is getting married to his heart's desire. And prior to the wedding, I was going to be honored to do a baptism. I mean, you know, she had said, gosh, you know, I don't think I've ever been baptized. I'd like to be baptized. I said, well, that's a biblical thing. And I was honored. They had asked me, I said, would you do the baptism? I said, God, I'd love to. That'd be awesome. And I was so looking forward to it. But unfortunately, what's happening in California now, when you fly to LAX, which is what I normally do, you're on a mandatory 2-week quarantine. I go, wait a minute, that doesn't work for me. I'm only going to be there for 4 days, and I need to have, you know, some movement, not to mention already that they've got some restrictions going on where, you know, they've got a curfew taking place from 10 p.m. at night till, I think, like 6 in the morning, which is, I mean, talk about not looking at the science. You know, you just wonder. You want to get all these governors together and say, look, let's... If you really say that your decisions are scientifically driven, let's make sure that that is the case. I mean, this is the problem why the people are resisting your draconian edicts is because it doesn't rhyme with the science. Because what we're finding out, as we discussed yesterday with Phil Hotzenpiller, is that they've determined that people over 70, this is all, these are real numbers, people over 70 with at least 3 comorbidities, okay? These are the life-threatening issues that they're dealing with in life, that this is what makes them more vulnerable. Well, if you're not in that range, then what are we talking about? I mean, even kids, I mean, less than 1%. And I understand, look, the risk is that people, you're going to have anomalies that take place where maybe a child who is out of the norm and out of that spectrum somehow succumbs to COVID. And then everybody wants to freak out. Look at, you know, we do not live a risk-free life. You know, God would not have told us to go out, be fruitful, and multiply if we were going to have to deal with every, you know, all these diseases in such a way and that we were going to have to be locked down. See, this isn't of God Almighty. I mean, this is of a human interest and human perspective that comes up with these kind of ideas. And you wonder, okay, what's the end game of it after all? Well, here we are, the freest state in the world, and they have found a way to encumber us and to limit our liberties very effectively, all through this, you know, this fear filter that has been thrust upon us. And as Phil said, you know, it's that old axiom, false evidence appearing real. But meanwhile, you know, we're all being conditioned to some sort of end game. You know, whether it is about the vaccine, as some have suggested, then what's going to happen? Is there going to be an edict coming down? Because right now, you know, when you look back in, I think, in when they first started measuring in the summer of this year, they said, well, how many people would, you know, if the vaccine was available, how many people would take it? Well, 70% of the people said they would. A couple of months later, after the mainstream media, you know, touted this thing and put all this stinking thinking and negative perspective into the reporting of the vaccine, because it had to do on, because it was on Donald Trump's watch. And anything that is on Donald Trump's watch is verboten, it's evil. And so it is their privilege and their honor to condemn it. And, you know, and I appreciate what Vice President Mike Pence had to say with Kamala Harris during the debate. In a sense, you know, how dare you? How dare you take what has been a lot of hard work on behalf of the American people and you, you tell them that, you put in question, you put in question what's going on here. I mean, and that you are adding more fear to the proposition and keeping people away from a solution when we should be coming together and celebrating the science and celebrating the commitment of pharma to come together on behalf of the American people to come up with a solution. So, you know, what other solution is there? And we have been walked into this corner to say, look, we've got to have a vaccine. Now, there are other nations that are doing, you know, fairly well. They've been able to reach herd immunity naturally, you know, without the vaccine. And they're getting through this process. Now, I say getting through it. I mean, they're not experiencing the numbers that we are here in America. I mean, we have 350 million people. We have concentrated areas. We've learned as a result of, you know, experience. My son often, you know, he quotes me because I often say, you know, experience defines preference. It also gives you knowledge. And we've obtained a lot of knowledge since this disease, this virus was thrust upon the American people. It wasn't like Donald Trump said, oh, hey, I'm going to mess around with the chemistry set here. And, oops, I'm sorry. You know, I released this bug or deny releasing it. No, this was brought to you by the Chinese government, the communist Chinese government that did this to us. And, you know, again, I think people are still trying to get their brains around, you know, China's ambition and what it's all about. China wants to be where America is. And they know the only way that they can get there is take America out. And so they're full force. So whether it has to do with our election process, which we're finding out more and more information, you know, the release of this virus, which, you know, their own scientists, you know, at the risk of her own demise, has come here to the United States and said, no, this wasn't unintentional. You know, this was purposeful. They did this on purpose, and they released it to the world. Now, the world is still dealing with this in such a way, but what's going to happen when the world wakes up and go, look what China did? I mean, without firing a bullet, they upended the economies of the world, and particularly the United States, and which is, you know, for all intents and purposes, looking to be leading to the demise of this great American experiment, lest we, the people, take a stand. And I want to congratulate those patriots for coming out in numbers that are unqualified, that that do not want that, you know, the forces to be do not want to count. But there is a large growing constituency of American patriots that are saying, hell no. Enough of this stuff. We're not going to have an election that has been compromised, that is so fraught with voter fraud, that we're going to accept this, and that we are going to fight for the American way of life, the great American experiment, so that the America that we turn over to the next generation is something they can be proud of. But like I said, democracy can be messy. It demands courage. And whether or not these election boards or these states have the courage to go against the stream, but it's going to take one. All we need is one that has, that demonstrates an example, that demonstrates this courage, and the rest will come along, because it's hard to deny the amount of voter fraud that's taken place And here we are looking at the 46th president of the United States elect that Chris Wallace wants to insist on, that is going to enter the office by fraud and by stealing the election. You know, that's just unacceptable and so un-American on so many ways. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Every time I hear this song, it reminds us, especially in the midst of the bleakness of our culture right now and all that we're experiencing, whether it's COVID or, you know, voter fraud and that sort of thing, is, you know, Jim Dennison, this is why I tell people I've become a but God Christian, because when you read the Bible, you know, when you hear all these bleak stories of old in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament, where it just seems that, you know, people of faith are backed into a corner, there's no other hope, and then you hear that transitionary phrase, but God.
And that's it. I love that nevertheless word in Scripture.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, or mm-hmm. but God, and on the other side, he always wins, doesn't he?
Stolen Amen.
The throne, no matter who's on our throne.
Well, here we are. I mean, this news, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Texas has asked the Supreme Court to rule election in four battleground states is unconstitutional because of the alleged voter fraud and all these, over 1,000 affidavits, sworn testimony, verifying, and witnesses to voter fraud that took place in, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada as well. But, Texas is stepping up and putting pressure on the Supreme Court. So this is coming to a head, and whether or not our political process has the intestinal fortitude and courage to take this on, we'll have to wait and see. And I know that, what I'm hearing across the country is, people are looking up to God because they realize just what you just said, is that God is the ultimate answer in all this, isn't he?
He absolutely is, Bill. If there's any good thing that we can learn from this, I believe God redeems all he allows. One thing we can learn here is that we need to trust God more than democracy.
Amen.
I'm sorry to say that. I wish I didn't have to say that. I wish mm-hmm. we could say that our democratic system was always so fair, always so representative, that we knew that we could trust it always. But that's never been the case in all of American history. You go back to 1800 in the first contested election. You go back to 4 years ago. You go back to 2000. You go back to, oh, gosh, all through history, time and again, we've understood that God is the only one ultimately we can trust. Because anything
exactly.
humans make, humans can flaw. Humans can deceive. Humans can destroy. So that's why God is our highest authority.
Well, even our founding fathers admitted that our Constitution was designed for a people of morality. And you take out
Absolutely.
Morality, which we have been doing in these recent decades, and we wonder why we're where we are today.
Absolutely. John Adams said our Constitution is made for a moral and religious people and is wholly unsuited to the governance of any other.
Yes.
They assumed a consensual morality based in a Judeo-Christian worldview, whatever their personal faith positions might be. When you take that foundation out of a participatory democracy, democracy requires morality. Without morality, you can't trust each other, and therefore you can't trust the system.
Well, Jim, I wanted to talk to you about your recent article about the Bible and Santa Claus. I mean, here we are. We're entering into the third week of Advent, which is a preparatory time for us to welcome in the baby Jesus, the Savior of our world. And the Bible is real specific about the salvation message and why Jesus had to come to save the world. But put into perspective the Savior of the world versus Santa Claus.
Yeah, thank you. Such a great distinction, and at the same time, some similarities. When you think about Santa Claus historically, you're actually going back to a man named Nicholas, who was born in AD 280 in Asia Minor, what we call Turkey today, eventually became known as Saint Nicholas, loved children, visited their homes at night, actually disguised in a red and white hooded robe, leaving gifts of money, clothing, food in their windows. Well, over the centuries, he became a venerated saint, especially by the Dutch, who spelled his name Sint Nicolaas, which in America became Sinterklaas or Santa Claus. And then Clement Clark Moore in 1822 had that classic poem, The Night Before Christmas. And that's where we get a lot of the mythology around Santa Claus. But the idea of somebody going to children who couldn't come to him, of helping them and giving them what they needed and couldn't earn and couldn't deserve but could receive is the essence of the birth of Jesus. We couldn't come to God, so God came to us. Religions are our attempt to climb up to God. In Christianity, God climbs down to us, and that's the essence of the Christmas miracle.
Amen. And when you really meditate on that idea and what God did by coming down as opposed to, look at, it seemed from time in memoriam, that has been the reach of humanity to reach up to the skies, the Tower of Babel and other instances where man would want to rise above God Almighty. And in the process of doing that, they're missing out on, as you say, turning the opportunity to turn these holidays into holy days. I mean, that concept of a holy day is so profound that if we could get our hearts and minds around this, Jim, I dare say we'd have a different world altogether.
Absolutely true, Bill. That's foundational to life and to life as God intends it. You go back to Genesis 3, the basic temptation was to be your own God. Well, that's essentially what's behind the religious impulse, as you say, the Tower of Babel, climbing up to God. I've taught world religions for more than 30 years at four seminaries, and I can tell you what they have in common is this desire of somehow getting up to and earning and deserving a relationship with God and the gods, whether it's the five pillars of Islam or the Four Noble Truths and Eightfold Noble Path of Buddhism or the reincarnation that's in Hinduism or the legalism that's in Orthodox Judaism. All of that is climbing up to God. In Christianity, God climbs down to us. Yes. I'll mention quickly my favorite Christmas card has on the cover of it all these various world leaders and dictators, Genghis Khan and Hitler and Napoleon. The caption says, "History is filled with men who would be God." You open it to a picture of Jesus in the manger and the words, "But only one God who would be man."
Mm.
That's what makes Christianity different, and that's the grace that is available to all of us.
Amen. Again, to get your heart and mind around, you know, the gift of the holidays and what God did and turning a holiday, how God turned this holiday into a holy day, because it's his very reflection, is it not?
Absolutely is. One of the places that I every year in Christmas go back to in my mind is a place I've been 30 times physically over the years. I've taken that many trips to Israel and the groups there, and we always go to the Church of the Nativity. And, you know, you go around that huge altar, that Greek Orthodox altar, you go down these steps, and you're in this cave. It's, as you know, it's a small cave. It's dark. It's dingy. You imagine the animals in there and the smell of the smoke and the stench of it and the shepherds and all of that. Jesus laid in a manger. It was actually a feed trough, a stone feed trough. And, you know, picture Joseph shoving the food of the animals out of the way and laying the Son of God right there. And you realize that's how much he loves us. St. Augustine or Augustine said God loves each of us as if there was only one of us. And Jesus did that for us. That's the miracle in the grace of Christmas.
Yeah, without a doubt, unparalleled and without match. In my devotions the other day, this is what came up from Psalm 37 that especially stuck out for me. Because I have been, Jim, admittedly, struggling in this time right now, dealing with COVID, dealing with this deception that's been taking place in our country right now, and how dangerous this is, and seeing that just like sin, it as the book of Ecclesiastes says, because it isn't judged immediately, it gets complicated. It's like a snowball, just keeps rolling and takes on more and more layers and dimension. And God gave me this word from Psalm 37. It says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes." In other words, and also he says, "Refrain from anger, turn from wrath, do not fret. It leads only to evil." You know, this is the cautionary tale that's quite clear in God's word, is that we do not fret to the point that we end up becoming the very evil that we're repulsed by.
And isn't that a challenge? It's so difficult not to become like the people that we're opposing, not to get down to that level, not to fight fire with fire. At the end of the day, you lose your soul when you do that. You lose your integrity and your character and that which really is attractive to a lost world. And so definitely you want to speak to these issues. You want to defend the truth. You want to speak the truth in love.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to do this with grace that's beggar helping beggars find bread, and know that Jesus is on his throne. He is in charge. He came. He will come again. We have to be ready today.
Well, I love what you're calling us to do, and that is to turn the holidays into holy days. If we will do that, dare I say, this could be the best Advent, the best Christmas ever, Jim Dennison.
Amen. That's our prayer. That's our hope, and that's God's promise to us.
Amen.
I believe.
He's the co-founder, visionary of Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster, Jim Dennison. Thank you, Jim. God bless.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. Rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Kingdom has started rolling out the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech, the first Western country to begin vaccinating its population against the infection from the China virus. 90-year-old Margaret Keenan is the first person in the UK to receive the vaccine at University Hospital, Coventry, England. General Chuck Yeager, World War II pilot and the first person to break the sound barrier in flight, has died. He was 97. His wife, Victoria, announced his passing Monday evening. In 1947, Yeager flew the Bell X-1 rocket 700 miles per hour at 43,000 feet, becoming the first person to break the sound barrier in level flight. He was later portrayed in the book and movie The Right Stuff. Yeager was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1985. Undefeated no more, the Pittsburgh Steelers lost to the Washington football team Monday night. Washington head coach Ron Rivera describes the locker room after the 23-17 win.
Euphoria.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Back with you, America, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're going to be talking with Dr. Bruce German, a food chemist and director of UC Davis Food for Health Institute. And let me tell you, if you have been going dairy-free, I mean, because more and more people have been moving that way, you're going to want to take some notes here, because the food chemist himself is going to be sharing the science behind the health benefits of real milk. So as I say, if you've gone dairy-free, you need to hear this. Researchers at UC Davis believe real milk is a key to lifelong health and disease prevention. With trendy alternative beverages available on the market, it's hard to know which is truly the most nutritious option for you and your family. Just because the liquid is white does not mean that it is nutritionally similar to milk. You got that? In fact, alternative beverages do not offer the nourishment needed in the diets of humans. Food chemist and director of University of California Davis Food for Health Institute, Dr. Bruce German, is here to break it all down for us. Dr. German, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
Okay, so what has research on human mother's milk taught us about better health and nutrition as we grow older?
So we've been looking at human breast milk for decades, and it's an amazing process. Mother-infant pair. Mothers are literally dissolving themselves to make a complete and comprehensive diet for their infant. It's a remarkable process. And we're amazed at all the things we found about milk. And we're amazed by mothers. We need to support them more.
But they are walking miracles in more ways than one, aren't they, Bruce?
Absolutely. So we've been trying to figure out, how does milk guide the development of babies, nourish babies, protect babies, literally prevent diseases throughout their lives? One of the things that we realized is babies are making more babies every day. And in order to do that, they need to get every single thing that that baby needs. It's like putting a jigsaw puzzle together. You have to get every piece right. And getting all of the essential nutrients in a highly digestible and absorbable form is one of the genius assets of breast milk. But we've also realized that the rest of us, we rebuild ourselves a little bit every day. And just like babies, we need to have all the components necessary to rebuild a better us every day. That means that the vitamins and minerals, proteins that we need have to be there in the right amount, digestible and absorbable. And that's what real milk provides for us.
So what are some of the benefits of adding dairy to our daily diet? And, you know, how much should we be adding?
We need all the vitamins, minerals, proteins, et cetera. But some of them are very difficult to get. Let's take calcium. We need a lot of calcium every day. Calcium is a difficult nutrient to absorb. It's an insoluble mineral. So milk had to solve that problem, and it did it in an ingenious way. Calcium is incorporated into the structure of milk proteins. What that means is the calcium is soluble, proteins are digested, and they deliver the calcium as we need it. Just 3 servings of dairy a day, by scientific consensus, provides all of those nutrients that we need. Again, an ingenious process. I wish I could say I invented it.
Right.
Evolution came up with
it. Yeah. Well, it is most amazing. You know, I was reading here in this report that if you sit at a computer or phone screen all day, your body is deteriorating each hour. I mean, think about that. Only real milk has been scientifically proven to help protect your bones, muscles, and immune system. And boy, especially in the era of COVID today, as much as we're hearing about this pandemic, if we can fortify our immune system with milk, why not?
Absolutely. We need to each of us be healthier when times get tougher.
Now, you say just adding even like 2 servings of dairy a day can positively affect our health, right? Okay. And talk about, cow's milk and how it closely resembles mother's milk.
The genius of mammals, and one of the things that made mammals so successful in the world, including us, is this remarkable system of nourishment that mammalian infants have a diet that is coming from their mother. So all the things that they need are in it. And that's true for all mammals. And that's why across mammals, humans, cows, the composition is basically similar to support the demands of growing mammals, building our muscles, building our bones, building our immune systems. Those are all common processes to all mammals, and that's why human milk is so supportive, and how it's taught us that cow's milk provides many of those benefits.
That's great. Well, we're talking with food chemist and the director of University of California Davis Food for Health Institute, Dr. Bruce German, and he's breaking it down, you know, why milk should be part of our diet at a time when, you know, it's kind of been trendy, you know, to say that you're lactose intolerant or you have other issues with milk, but yet the research is saying something quite different that you might want to consider in including dairy as part of your daily diet. We talked also about alternative beverages. We mentioned that, and you say that that could be missing what real milk has. Break that down for us.
Sure. It's actually a scientific embarrassment that we actually don't know the composition of most foods in our diet. It's just not information that science has assembled yet. But milk, we know. We know what's in it. We know, in essence, its evolutionary history and why it's so valuable. So milk represents this unusually enriched and supportive food material that basically it's like having a cheat sheet for the diet. We have something that helps us unusually well.
Mm-hmm. What is it about milk that it's become so undervalued? I mean, is it a lack of promotion or, you know, like say maybe these the trending attitudes? What is it that's compromised our perspective on real milk?
Actually, it's pretty logical. Health sciences for the past several decades have taken a very disease-centric approach. What are the diseases we're suffering from? What are the drugs or procedures that could help cure? In that context, diet and milk doesn't look particularly therapeutic. However, science is now moving to a prevention strategy. We're trying to make healthy people healthier so they don't get any diseases. In that context, now diet's important, and you start to see the value of milk in providing all of that balanced approach, literally making healthy people healthier and preventing diseases more broadly.
Well, Dr. German, you know, when you consider the different stages of milk, I mean, we got real milk, we got 2%, we got 1%, we have non-fat. With each delineation, does that reduce the benefits of milk that we're talking about today?
We've learned from human breast milk that lipids are an important part of the diet of infants. And that means they're important parts of the diet for all of us. But we have to recognize that we can't have too much of anything or too little of anything. So balance is appropriate. So it is appropriate to look at all of the components in your diet and balance the macronutrients, protein, fat, carbohydrate appropriately.
Well, we've been talking with Dr. Bruce German, professor and chemist of food science and technology at the University of California, Davis. Wrapping things up here, Dr. German, tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Sure. RealCaliforniaMilk.com provides much more detailed information about the science and the product.
Thanks. Dr. German, thank you for your time. Appreciate all the information. Great job. Take care.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. With the holidays coming up, online shopping offers convenience, an easy way to avoid crowds, plus many ways to earn rewards. Bank of America Rewards Executive John Sellers shares tips for the season.
First, sign up for loyalty programs at your favorite retailers. Many offer perks like early access to sales and free shipping. Second, check for special deals from your bank and pay with a rewards credit card. Finally, enroll in banking rewards to maximize your cash back. For example, the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card offers 3% cash back on your choice of six spending categories, including online shopping. We also offer Bank AmeriDeals as a way for cardholders to earn bonus cash back at many online retailers. Finally, the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program provides our members with a bonus of 25 to 75% on their credit card rewards, which can mean up to 5.25% cash back with the cash rewards card.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
American, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Rachel Alexander joins us, a former elections lawyer and columnist, and she's here to break down what is going on as America's head is spinning over all these stories of voter fraud. Rachel, what are we to believe?
Yeah, it's basically so many stories of voter fraud at this point that you can't deny that some of them are valid. Mm-hmm. You can't have 1,000 people coming forward. I've heard there's 1,000 affidavits.
Exactly.
You know, saying they have seen felony voter fraud and have it all just be some right-wing conspiracy.
And as an attorney, as you write, affidavits are considered evidence, correct?
Absolutely. That is, you know, the core of our legal system. There have been, you know, millions and millions of judgments across the nation for years solely based on affidavits, which is like, you know, witness testimony.
How can these state legislators and even these circuit judges and that ignore this kind of evidence? It seems so overwhelming.
Well, the judges are really good at finding tricky technical things that they claim, you know, get them out of certain decisions.
Mm.
And you know, you can twist the law in so many ways, and the average American doesn't understand what you've done because they don't understand the law.
Exactly.
And so that's exactly what's going on with all these judges. They're finding clever ways to pretend like the evidence doesn't count, but you know, I've read some of their reasoning, and it doesn't even pass the smell test.
Right. Well, originally it started out that we hear the complaint, but maybe it might change 1,000 votes. Donald Trump lost by 12,000. Really is not going to have any impact. So hey, you got your voice in court. Say adios. And then we start having more information. We've got hundreds of thousands of ballots being shipped in the back of a UPS truck from New York to Pennsylvania. You know, what's all that about? I mean, we've got votes, you know, ballots being shipped from one state to another, and there's hundreds of thousands. These numbers are hard to deny. We've got hundreds of thousands of other votes, you know, being repeatedly put into the machine. We've got hundreds of thousands of votes showing up in the dark of night when Republican poll watchers are told to go home, that the counting is over, you know, I guess as far as the Republicans were concerned, but as far as Democrats were concerned, whether it had to do with a leaking urinal or, you know, some sort of water break, life went on for the Democrats so that in the dark of the night, they could, by shift of hand, bring in hundreds of thousands of votes in such a way that it really, when you look at the math of all this, Rachel, it starts to make sense, because the only way that this thing can add up is if you you use deception and you just flat out ballot stuff and cheat.
Yeah, well, you've noticed that Democrats keep getting backed into corners with their flimsy excuses they're making up. So, you know, their flimsy excuse at first was, well, it wasn't enough to tip the election. It wasn't enough fraudulent votes. Well, now we've got all these witnesses coming forward, and it's thousands upon thousands, like you said, 100,000 votes. So that excuse isn't working. So the next excuse they're now working to is they're trying to discredit the witnesses. You know, you saw that horrible snow job they did to that poor woman from Michigan.
Yes.
How they claimed with absolutely zero evidence that she was drunk. And I watched her testimony, and then I watched it again the first time I saw it, I thought it was incredible, and I shared it. And so I watched it again and thought, okay, well, maybe I missed some signs. No, she didn't sway back and forth like a drunk does. She didn't slur her words like a drunk does. Mm-hmm. Her messy bun was absolutely perfectly in place for a messy bun, and her makeup was perfectly in place. This is what they are doing. They are now making up these horrible things. And then they went and dug up this poor woman's, you know, former fight she had with her husband's ex-wife.
Yeah.
Just, you know, to humiliate her and use it as a threat to anybody else. You guys go forward about this. You're just some random, you know, American witness. We're gonna destroy you and ridicule you like we're doing to Giuliani.
Yes. Well, and that's exactly what they've done time and again with anybody that brought question. This was even during the count while this was going on. We have reports of this kind of bullying that was taking place and that seemed to be ignored by the law that was there in the presence when this took place, which is incredible. We did a report on Gregory Stenstrom, which was quite revealing. Now, Gregory is a poll watcher in Pennsylvania. He also happens to be a CEO of a data science company. And he testified a couple of weeks ago that he witnessed over 24 instances of USB cards being connected to voting machines during the ballot counting process. And when he brought it to notice and said, isn't this exceptional? Some people agreed that it was exceptional, but didn't stop them from doing it. And boy, I'll tell you, the powerful testimony that he gave as a data expert was quite revealing that involved, and you know, as an attorney, the chain of custody, what they did with the evidence and how they really destroyed evidence there. And this seems to be a pattern that was consistent in all these states, whether we're talking, you know, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona. I mean, this was a coordinated, organized process that somebody had control of wherever they happen to be. If it was Washington, D.C., God only knows, whatever. But when somebody was looking at the numbers and when they saw that Donald Trump was beating Joe Biden, they shut everything down so that they could sneak in all these ballots, right?
Yes. And, you know, speaking of these district court judges who can rule any way they want, once they saw that there was a break in the chain of custody, they should have disqualified that election in that, you know, state or county and required a recount. Yeah. This is what they should be doing, and they're not doing it.
Well, in doing a recount, though, Rachel, then you've got to really purify the ballots before you recount. Otherwise, if you recount the same ballots that are already, are already invalid, all you're going to do is confirm a number that you already got that is impure to begin with, right?
Yeah, we know in a lot of these different cases of fraud, such as the suitcase fraud that just came out, they went and they dumped in fraudulently made out ballots. So, correct, you know, running them through the machines again isn't going to change a thing.
Exactly. Well, and then again, quite curious, because when you look at the numbers here, if Joe Biden did, in fact, get the 80 million plus votes, why did the House lose so many seats? And of course, the explanation is, oh, because they had all these ballots that came in that only voted for Joe Biden. I mean, And when you even look at that number against, traditional voting patterns, it blows that paradigm right out of the water. Because the numbers of ballots that only voted for Joe Biden and didn't vote down ballot, which is not very characteristic. It happens with some exception, but we're talking minor numbers. But in this particular case, it is so manufactured that it smacks of ballot stuffing.
Yeah, it's a statistical anomaly. You're not going to have that. And, you would have had maybe those landslide numbers just voting for, somebody like a Ronald Reagan, maybe even a Barack Obama, but not a Joe Biden, who excites nobody. And as somebody pointed out the other day, you had a landslide switch in minority voters for Trump.
Yes.
It doesn't even pass the smell test that, Biden would have this landslide, the other way, when all the minorities are switching for Trump.
Well, this is going to require, and we've maintained, Rachel, courage by the courts. Justice Alito is already on top of this. He's moved up the date to where they can have a discussion and take a look at Pennsylvania. You've got the other justices that have their areas of responsibility, including Amy Coney Barrett. I think, Clarence Powell, he's responsible for a district, and I'm not sure if it's Gorsuch. No, it's not Gorsuch, it's Kavanaugh. So they're responsible for one of these swing states that they're going to have to look at, and we'll see how this plays out. But ultimately, it seems that the Supreme Court, though they would not want to get involved, it's almost like they're not going to have any choice. Do you see any way around it?
Well, what I see is, are they going to be able to get enough cases to the Supreme Court to decide that would decide the election? Mm. That's where I've been concerned all along.
Yeah. Well,
because there's so many tricks they can play,
Yeah, forgive me. I said Clarence Powell. I'm Clarence Thomas. So I misspoke there. So forgive me on that. But yes, these are the four justices that are in critical areas. But what people are going to say, well, of course, this is why Trump had to make sure that Amy Coney Barrett was on the court, because the ultimate decision was going to be made at the court. And had he not have, Amy Coney Barrett in place, we could end up with a 4-4 tie, and then it would have to be resolved in the House and in the Senate.
That's right. So, Trump is a chess player. He saw the writing on the wall that there's a good chance the Supreme Court would be involved. And I just keep praying he's right, because, I think he is look like he's going to give up based on some of his actions, like saying, if the states have certified by December 14th, he's going to concede.
We'll have to wait and see. We'll see how that plays out, as they so famously say. But thank God for Donald Trump being a fighter, because he is making sure that America understands the truth and the fraud of this 2020 election. Rachel Alexander, former elections lawyer, has been here and, of course, a columnist. Rachel, how can they be in touch with you?
Visit me at intellectualconservative.com, read my columns at townhall.com, and you can find me on Twitter at @Rach_IC.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.